Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Everybody to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Ariane, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about the top four diets for 2018. Now, I'm actually going to be mentioning seven diets because two of them are tied for number one and three of them are tied for number four. I will mention also before we get started is each of these diets recommend exercise in their, it's regimen. But I just want to point out that I feel like exercise is important in your daily life, not just for weight loss and dieting, but for a healthier lifestyle in general. I will also mention that a lot of these diets I have not heard of and have not personally tried. I don't diet a whole lot, but I do exercise or try to stay in an exercise routine. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the one of the first ones, which is the DASH diet. This year actually marks the eighth year that this diet has been ranked the best by the U.S. News and the World Report. So this DASH diet is designed to help lower blood pressure, weight loss, it lowers cholesterol, and it also helps manage or prevent diabetes, which I think is important because I know a lot of people with diabetes and it's also genetic in one of the sides of my family. So I feel like this might be beneficial to some people I might know. This is also a plant-focused diet. So what that means is they want you to focus on more eating more fruits and vegetables, nuts, low-fat or non-fat dairy, lean meats, fish, poultry, and whole grains. Now, I like whole grain, like wheat or whole grain bread. So fish is also really good. I only eat some kind of poultry. Like I'll have a few chicken, you know, here and there. They recommend not frying it. So that's one thing to be aware of. The second number one was the Mediterranean diet. Now, this diet was inspired by the eating habits of Greece, Italy, Spain, you know, all the countries around the Mediterranean Sea. So these are linked with, this diet, I should say, is linked with better health and longevity. That's kind of like the focus too. Like they want you to live longer. So this diet reduces the risk of heart disease and in some instances, cancers such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and breast cancer, which I know that, you know, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this is important. And also with the increase in brain health, because I've heard a lot that Alzheimer's and dementia, things like that are increasing or climbing, you know what I mean? So the Mediterranean diet with their the foods that they suggest eating, this is also a plant-based diet, and They recommend eating lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. They also provide flavorful olive oils to use instead of butter or margarine, herbs and spices instead of salt to give your food a better taste, fish and poultry, and on occasion, a glass of red wine. Their recommendation, from what I remember reading, is said 5 ounces for a woman or a man over the age of 65. And then for a man under the age of 65, no more than 10 ounces. I don't know why the difference is what it is. It might be, you know, people's body, females, you know, take their bodies, I don't know, ingest wine differently, something like that. So that's just what they say. But have a glass of red wine. That can't hurt you. And it tastes good. If you have a taste for red wine, it's definitely an acquired taste. Some people don't like that kind of bitter, buttery taste. But if you're going to eat it with nuts and certain fish or seafood, it tastes really good. We're going to move on to number... The one that came in second, which is the flexitarian diet. Now, the flexitarian diet is a merger of two words, first of all, the word flexible and vegetarian. Now, I'm not either of these, so we're just going to have to figure this out. The flexitarian diet is focused more on losing weight and being healthier, preventing disease, and they feel like it adds years to your life. I don't know if you could really add years to your life because you're going to end at one point, or maybe it just suggests that, you know, it doesn't take away so much. That's kind of how I would think of it because, I don't know, if you're meant to die at 78, it's not going to add two more so you can die at 80. Nah. I don't think that's how it works. Anyway, it could. You never know. That's just my thought process on that. But this flexitarian diet, they introduce quote unquote new meat, which is non-meat proteins such as beans, peas, or eggs. I like meat. I like, you know, white meats. I don't eat red meat. Like, I like fish, seafood, chicken, turkey, stuff like that. But they're calling this new meat just a kind of a different form of protein for you to eat. So they don't expect you to go full vegetarian. They just kind of suggest other ways to get your protein and eat your meats. They also suggest to eat fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and some low-fat to non-fat dairy, which I feel like these first three, they're all focused as far as the food they choose to eat is fruits, veggies, and whole grains, and low in the dairy, which I really like because I don't drink milk. I eat some cheeses, do some yogurt. But as far as like milk or anything like that, I don't really indulge in milk. Even ice cream, it kind of upsets my stomach and stuff like that. So I kind of like these fruits, veggies, and whole grains, like the low fat diet or dairy, what they suggest. I also like the Mediterranean, you know, have a glass of wine. Now, they don't want you to have a bunch of wine, just, you know, reiterate that. From the Mediterranean diet, just a glass. The flexitarian, they wanted to suggest to people that, you know, not all vegetarians, you know, just eat or just keep it strictly fruits and vegetables and grass and stuff like that. They have other ways to get protein and the nutrients that you need, that your body needs, without having to eat like a whole cow. You know what I mean? So that's the flexitarian diet there. We are going to move on to number three, which is surprisingly Weight Watchers. I've heard of Weight Watchers. I know a lot of you out there have heard of Weight Watchers. A lot of celebrities choose to do Weight Watchers and promote Weight Watchers. I think Oprah is a big promoter of Weight Watchers. And she's been, I mean, I don't think she does Weight Watchers anymore, but that's how she started. And then she kind of made her own kind of version of how she chooses to watch her weight. But Weight Watchers was on here at number three. So I'm going to take a quick break. And then when I come back, I will be letting you guys know a little bit about Weight Watchers and how it helps being a diet.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are going to pick right up from where we left off at the Weight Watchers diet, which was number three on this list of top diets for 2018. Weight Watchers, it's like I said before, surprised me being on this list. Now, this diet is based on a point system where the company has given each food a number, and each person, after you're assessed, I'm sure they have a whole assessment process that they go through for each person, but then they give this person a total number to aim for each day as far as the food they eat. So, I don't know exactly how it works, like which food gets which number, but if they give you a certain number, they say, okay, you can add these foods together to reach whatever your total number is per day. And I think that includes breakfast, lunch, dinners, desserts, drinks, stuff like that. So I think that's pretty cool, because I feel like Weight Watchers has been consistent in what they do with that, and to have them be on the list is pretty amazing. They aim more for specific food groups with the number system that they have in place. They also encourage staying away from artificial sweeteners, artificial coloring, flavoring, and preservatives, which I read earlier that Weight Watchers, which I didn't know, has their own kind of brand of food that they came out with. So to help with their dieters that are using their program, and all of them, they have taken out the artificial sweeteners, coloring, flavoring, and preservatives. So they also give their dieters, if they still want to buy their own food and eat what they want based on this number system, they also give them an option to eat the food that they have, which I'm sure is probably lower in calories, in saturated fats, stuff like that, and a little bit more healthier. So they can eat a little bit more of what they want at a lower number. So I thought that was pretty cool. Weight Watchers must be doing a really good job if they're able to come out with their own kind of brand of food. So I don't know. That's crazy to me. One of their goals, actually, that I read is to democratize wellness and better health to everyone without barriers. So being healthy is very, very important to this company. It's not just about, you know, you being thin or you watching your weight and just so you don't become obese or anything like that. They really are genuinely care about people's health and their wellness, which is perfect for this episode. I should say myself. But anyway, no, they really care about people's health. Just because I feel like the slope, especially in America, of obesity and being overweight is higher than a lot of other countries. So good on ya, Weight Watchers. I give them an air high five. We're going to move on to the next one, which is the first one that I have on my list, which is that's tied for number four, which is the Mind Diet. I thought this diet was super interesting because it is, first of all, it's a mix between the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, and it focuses specifically on brain health, which is, it's like I said before, brain health is kind of, I've been more aware of brain health just because I've been exposed to it, as far as dementia and Alzheimer's and then memory loss, stuff like that. But I think this is cool because it also helps with people who are involved with or affected by it. Maybe not directly, but like through a family member or something like that. But it is designed to prevent dementia, Alzheimer's, and loss of brain function. So apparently they have found that there are certain foods that help with brain function and certain foods that are not so healthy for brain function or brain cell growth. Now, they don't have a specific guideline on food you should be eating or, you know, number systems, anything like that. They just have a more 10 specific brain healthy foods and that you should be eating and 5 specific foods that you should cut out from your diet because they're not healthy for your brain activity or brain cell growth or anything like that. So these 10 foods that they say you should eat that are super healthy for your brain are green leafy vegetables, all other veggies, berries, nuts, olive oil, whole grains, fish, beans, poultry, and wine. Again, wine is in here, which is amazing to me. They say 1 glass of wine a day, 5 to 8 ounces. I don't know what it is about wine, but I'm going to take their word for it that it's healthy for you because I'll drink a glass of wine a day. I will say that GSMC does not promote drinking alcohol or doing drugs in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Moving on, the Mind Diet also says that the 5 foods to avoid are butter and margarine, cheese, red meat, fried food, pastries, and sweets. Now, I like sweets, so I don't know if I'd be able to stay away from that one, but this is a good diet, I feel like, for maybe elderly people, or if you feel like you want to just keep your brain strong and healthy, try eating a little bit more of these 10 foods and cutting out the 5 foods they suggest just to keep your mind young and in a healthy state for the future if you're a younger person. Or if you're an older person, you know, just to try and prevent some things or at least slow down some things that might happen in the future or might come, you know what I mean? So I think that is very important. Keeping your mind healthy is very important. Like, I wouldn't just say just doing this diet, I would throw in a little bit of meditation too, because keeping a sound state of mind while doing this is very, very important too. So the number 5 on this list, which is actually one that's tied for number 4, is the TLC diet, which stands for Therapeutic Lifestyle Changes Diet. Now, this is meant to help cut down high cholesterol. So that's what they focus on, is just cutting down high cholesterol. Now, a heart healthy regimen of plenty of fruits and vegetables, breads, cereals, pastas, and lean meat is their basic on their like foods that they think that you should eat. They also say to keep meat consumption to a minimum, 5 ounces a day is what they say. They also say to eat about 2 to 3 servings of low fat, non-fat dairy, load up on fruits and vegetables, again with the fruits and vegetables, 4 servings of fruit, 5 servings of vegetables, 11 servings of bread, cereal, rice, pasta, and other grains. Now, this is weird to me because I thought that in diets that you shouldn't be eating things high in carbohydrates, which are breads, you know, pastas, stuff like that. But I guess they found a way that it's healthy for you. So that's cool because the bread I eat is whole grain or wheat bread. So I don't know if that counts. I guess it's healthy. I don't know from what they're saying. But the last thing that they say is that it does not help a lot with weight loss. This is a diet focused on the heart and cholesterol. So maybe that's why they don't really care about the bread, cereal, rice, and pasta part. I should have just read a little bit ahead on that one. My bad. Anyway, if you want a healthy heart, which is important because heart disease is important in the, to try and stay away from or try and prevent. I think it's like the number one disease or cause of death in specifically African American women. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Second being not just to African American women, but in women in general is breast cancer. So, having a healthy heart and making sure the cholesterol around there and all that is important too. I'm going to go ahead and take another break. I'll be back with you to finish off this list and then talk about a little bit more trendy diets that are happening here in 2018 that are kind of interesting to me. And again, that I have never tried except for one of them. So we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are going to continue with the last one on our list for the top diets for 2018. And the last one is called volumetrics. Yes, sorry about that. Volumetrics. Now, it doesn't have a diet at the end or anything like that, but this is more of an approach to eating than it is a diet. So they want you to focus more on the foods you eat and kind of the way you eat them, or not like the way, but you know, what you ingest. So their target is to focus on foods' energy density and any food that are high in water. Now, the energy density they feel like is going to fill you up more because more energy dense foods are a little bit heavier. Also, more watery foods are heavier on your stomach. So you feel full faster, or you feel more full. Like if you ever like jugged a glass of water and then after you're just kind of a little bit regretting it because you're like, oh, I drank that way too fast. My stomach is so full, or I just feel a little bit sick. That's kind of their idea, is to fill you up on more things like that. Now, they say to eat more soups. Obviously, those are pretty liquidy. Fruits and veggies, yogurt, and pasta. They encourage you to eat foods similar. to what you're craving. Like if you're craving chips and dip, they suggest eating something crunchy like carrots and dipping them in hummus instead of, which is a little bit more healthier, instead of like, you know, your French onion dip with your potato chips, stuff like that. So that is an interesting diet as far as focusing on more of what you eat, which I feel like it makes sense because then you'll be eating, you'll be focusing a little bit more on making healthier choices of foods that you eat instead of just like with the Weight Watchers. Oh, I can eat this because this number is this, or drink this because of the number, and not really eat, have to eat, worry about, you know, maybe I should eat some carrots or celery or the apple, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's a pretty good way to approach it. I mean, I wouldn't continue with that personally just because I would get bored with like eating some of the same kind of foods. I guess I'd get bored in general with a lot of these diets because fruits and veggies and whole grains all the time, you know, you got to have your cheat days, but don't overindulge on your cheat days because then I don't really feel like it's cheating. That's just, you just gave up kind of thing. You know what I mean? You just quit at that time and you'll pick it up another day or the next hour or two, you're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm done with that cheat after you just downed a whole tub of ice cream. That doesn't count. So yeah, these diets are pretty good. If I had to choose one, I would really, you know, I would like to try the MIND diet because having a healthy mind is important to me because like I've said on other shows that I do meditate, and keeping a healthy and aware, clear mind is very, very important to me. So I would try the MIND diet. I would also like to try, not just for the wine, but the Mediterranean diet, just because I like seafood. I like fish and stuff like that. So, and to cook with different herbs and spices, I would like to try more, you know, mixing up what I eat with those kind of things. So if I was to choose some, one of these diets, like I said, I'd choose the MIND diet and the Mediterranean. Moving on from anything that I would choose, you guys do what you like. And just, if you're going to do a diet, I just want to say that do your research first and see what works best for you. Don't just take other people's word on it, on, you know, oh, this worked for me. This is the best. This is so great. It's super cheap. No, do what works for you because everybody is different. Just because your best friend lost a certain amount of weight on one thing, your body is completely different from your best friend's. So don't do exactly what he or she is doing. Try something, you know, your body best. So do what works best for you. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of the trendiest diets of 2018, which some of these kind of, I have obviously never heard and took the terminology completely wrong, which is crazy. Anyway, the first one I have heard of, it's called the ketogenic diet, also called the keto diet. I know a few people on this diet, so they say it works, but I don't know the full point of it, as far as, you know, why it's super special or why it's one of the trendiest, but apparently people like it. They say that this is to put your body in a state of ketosis where the body begins to burn fat for fuel instead of sugar. So I think one of the things in the keto diet is you have to cut out sugar completely. So to train your body to burn the fat that's there, not the sugar. So that's one kind of thing of the keto diet. The next one that's trending is the ancestor diet, also called, people also know this as the paleo diet. Now, the paleo diet takes us back to the beginning of the ancestors, and their rule of thumb is if the caveman or cavewoman didn't eat it, then you shouldn't either. So if they weren't indulging in a bag of Doritos, you probably shouldn't either. So yeah, good luck with that, because I don't feel like they had a whole lot, you know, depending on where the caveman or cavewoman was located, I don't feel like they would have a whole lot to eat. But if you're going to try that, good luck. Do your research. Another one is the alkaline diet, which apparently these people are calling it Tom Brady's diet because this is what he does. I have heard of this diet, and I'm kind of, you know, in the middle of it. Apparently science has shown that our bodies function ideally between a pH level of 7.35 to 7.45. And this diet focuses on creating an alkaline state in your body, and they want you to choose foods and liquids that fight acidity and promote alkalinity. Now, that just means like the pH level and stuff like that in your body. I do try to drink water that's high in pH because I have heard that it's healthier for you. So I do, that's like one of the things I do try to do. But other than eating, I don't have time to sit there and, you know, decide on whether my food is acidic or not. I like to eat lemons, whatever. The next one is Whole 30. Now, this one is designed to, well, it's designed as a reset for your health, where you focus on consuming whole foods for 30 days. They call this one, they've said that this one is called paleo on steroids because it strictly deals with real foods. I don't have let's eat real food all the time money, so I don't know if I would want to do this one. But to anybody that is out there doing that, good luck to you, and I hope it is working out wonderfully. The next one is called intermittent fasting. This is when it pushes your fasting window from a regular 12 hours, which they defined as dinner one night to breakfast the next morning. That's usually around 12 hours, but they're pushing this from anywhere between 14 to 20 hours. I do want to say that, you know, if you are not used to fasting, do not jump into this intermittent fasting diet. I feel like you should build yourself up to that because it could make you sick if you just starve yourself all day. I would not recommend that. That is not healthy. And also, I'd like to say that I don't really like to fast because I like to eat food, just FYI. So if you are going to do the intermittent fasting, please be aware that it's not just through the night because they're pushed the limit to extend past 12 hours. And the last one that is trending this year is called carb cycling. Now, this is when you eat high carb foods on certain days and low carb foods on certain days so that you cycle out what you eat. I took this terminology completely different because reading about diets and exercise and stuff like that, I took cycling in the physical form, like bicycling, stuff like that. So when I read carb cycling, I thought it meant, you know, you can eat all the carbs you want and then just go take a cycling class, which is not at all what it meant, which I just described to you people what it meant. And yeah, I took it completely different, which is weird because I have never heard of carb cycling and that's just how I took it. So carb cycling, indulge in high carbs on certain days and low carbs in certain days. Kind of flip it like that. Anyway, those are the top trendiest diets of 2018. Earlier in the show, we talked about the top four healthiest diets, which was actually 7 of 2018. So if you do choose to diet, again, please do your research. Don't just take people's word for it. Do your research. See what works best for you. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Please join us again next time on another health and wellness podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies
movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.